This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Boulder police escorted the body of Officer Eric Talley to a funeral home in Aurora this afternoon. Citizens paid their respects along the route in Boulder. Officer Talley was killed in the line of duty at the King Soopers on Monday. The Aspen School District says students and staff going on week-long spring break trips must have a negative COVID test to return to school. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
If students leave Pitkin County for 8 or more days during next week's break, they must show proof of a negative COVID-19 test before being allowed back in school. In a video announcement to families, Superintendent David Baugh said free testing will be available April 5th on campus for parents, students, and staff.
We've had a lot of quarantines this week, last week. We don't want any more quarantines.
He says students who aren't able to get tested right away can learn remotely until their test results come in. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A fund that helps pay the legal fees for undocumented immigrants got more money from Denver this week. The city council approved adding $300,000 to the Denver Immigrant Legal Services Fund. It has helped more than 400 people since launching in 2018. Organizers say the extra money will help more than 500 additional people. Denver tonight will be partly cloudy. Colorado Springs has a chance of snow showers, and Grand Junction will have increasing clouds. You're listening to CPR News.